Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Yesterday, I did something of a controversial video, and if you missed it, you can still see it here on my channel, and make sure that you check both live as well as videos to see all of my videos. So I'm talking about the one which is titled, At Least the Vatican Got This Right, and wowee, was that controversial. I guess I needed to explain myself a little bit more in terms of where I was coming from, and I did that in my Substack. So I'm going to read to you my first couple of introductory paragraphs. And if you're not sure what a Substack is, it's a free newsletter blog type of vehicle that you can sign up to for free. And that is at peggyhall.substack.com. And the video I did is on the topic of infinite dignity of the human being. And I also did a lot of my written analysis that you can get in this Substack. So it might be shocking to some to hear me talking about the Vatican in a somewhat positive light. And it's not so much that I'm praising the Vatican or the Pope, because I'm not at all, but it is that there are some very well-phrased statements in this just-released document, which is titled The Declaration of Human Dignity. For several years, I've been on the front lines championing the dignity of life. You probably know that I am pro-life. And if you watch my video, you know that I am anti-death penalty. Why? Because I'm pro-life. So I've been defending your rights and mine, and even the rights of the evildoers, because we have God-given freedom to live without oppression or tyranny. And that's what I've been fighting and defending all this time. It is not lost on me or my savvy, healthy Americans that the Pope, the Vatican, the Catholic Church urged its church members to yield to the government measures, I'll just put it that way, to practice self-suffocation, to participate in the nasal swab assaults, and to become human pincushions. And I'm also very, very, how do I put it, very well aware of the growing evidence that points to the deep, dark deeds of those in the Catholic Church who have violated the very same human dignity that this document that I did a video about is celebrating. I'm well aware of that. And many astute researchers have linked the Catholic Church, the Vatican, the Pope, the Jesuits as some of the highest controllers in the powers that shouldn't be, and those that are ushering in this new world disorder. Many have questioned exactly what God they are worshiping. I'm well aware of all of that. There are plenty of YouTube channels that expose that and those connections, but that's not what my video was about. My video was about sharing with you some very compelling language that you could rely on, especially if you do find yourself being discriminated against, because they spoke very powerfully about your right to human dignity, infinite dignity in all circumstances, all situations. And I guess I needed to include this disclaimer, not for all y'all sophisticated healthy Americans, but for those that just stumbled across the channel. I found it very odd. Maybe they came into the video partway and they didn't hear the introduction. However, you know that I'm able to read between the lies, as I coined that phrase. And I am going to share with you now a video that I did some months ago, actually exposing this organization that calls itself the Catholic Healthcare Network. This is actually a second video that I did in response to a lot of comments that I got from Catholics who misconstrued my statements as if I was pointing out that the fault was with the Catholics themselves, the individual Catholics. And what I'm pointing out, if you'll stay tuned and watch the rest of this video that is exposing this Catholic healthcare network that got the blessing of the Pope. And these hospitals are engaged in the very activities that the document celebrating infinite dignity of the human being, I mean, it's in direct opposition. So I wanted to air this for you again, for those who maybe didn't realize that I have been exposing evil, regardless of where it comes from, the Catholic Church, the Protestants. I've certainly called out some Protestant pastors. I certainly am calling out the public serpents. And I've got a video for you tomorrow exposing the Baltimore crime corruption connection to the Pelosi family. So, you know, I don't hold anyone in high esteem when they are serving evil. The reason why I did this video for you, well, I wanted to share and highlight some parts of the document because I found it very compelling. And I thought that it was shocking that there are some things that the Vatican is actually getting right. Now, I'm well aware also of the bait and switch, but I also want to hold them accountable for the very doctrine that they are distributing here and speaking out about. So those of you who are Catholics, you need to hold your priest and your church accountable for what it is this document is holding up. You know, individual Catholics are probably not swept up in all of the Vatican doings. I know Catholics myself that are very wonderful people that serve the Lord, that have Jesus Christ as their savior, that are doing what God calls them to do. So I'm not pointing out the individual Catholics. It's quite the opposite. We need to hold the feet to the fire of those that are swindling us, those that are trying to hoodwink us. So the reason I wanted to also dive into this document is because of the strong stance that the church came out about against the transatlantic voyagers, as I put it that way, and also abortion and the death penalty and sex change. So now this video that you're going to see is going to contradict what that document of infinite dignity proclaimed. And I think we need to hold those accountable for their statements. All right. So I've got a whole Substack about this. You can find it at peggyhall.substack.com. And without further ado, I'm going to present my previous video about the shocking connection of the Catholic healthcare to these gender services. And I look forward to reading your comments. And I appreciate you being on board as a healthy American. Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. This is a follow-up on my very controversial video about the Catholic Initiative's healthcare network and their promoting of the, surgeries that the Catholic Church doesn't approve of. This was a very controversial video because I read your comments. And although many of you did understand where I was coming from, and I'll review a little bit for you again, there were a couple of comments that popped up that I do want to address. In fact, I wanted to gather all of my thoughts, so I did make a couple of notes. I rarely read from my notes, but just to make sure that this is a non-emotional presentation, that will be better if I just refer to some of my notes. And I do admit, I did get quite emotional, especially at the end. And I also will say from the get-go, that I stand by my words and I stand by that video. But because the video really struck a nerve with so many of you, I want to do a do-over. But I do consider your comments and I do want to make sure that my presentation is accurate. And because this is such an emotionally charged topic, that I wanted to do it again in a more measured manner. I'm going to be taking you through, in fact, let me share my screen right here. And I'm going to be taking you through a very simple overview of what I talked about yesterday. This time I made a graphic so that it's a little bit easier to follow. And I'll be getting to that in just a moment. And let me just start out by saying that when something that you believe in or that you are a part of is challenged, or worse, when it is exposed, a common response is to shoot the messenger, me, instead of considering the facts. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. I was, I would say, the chat and the comments were pretty civil, but I did feel that there was a spiritual attack coming at me because I was exposing the truth. And what I did is I actually published this video based on a recently released investigative report implicating the Catholic Church, not the Catholic parishioners. I want to make sure that you understand what I'm saying. It's the institution, and I'm going to give you proof of that in just a moment. So again, let's stay open-minded to the facts and the evidence. The Catholic Church, and I'll show you how I linked it together, supports a group called Common Spirit Health. I'm going to break that down for you very simply in just a moment. That was created by a merger of Dignity Health and the Catholic Health Initiatives. These, and the Common Spirit Health, fund and support hospitals in a network, including St. Francis Memorial Hospital, which I exposed in great detail in my previous video, which runs a gender institute providing all manner of mutilation surgeries based on the guidelines of the Human Rights Campaign, which is a mega influencer of all things LGBTQ. And they also tout abortion as healthcare. Now, the Catholic doctrine, the printed, published, expressed Catholic doctrine is against all of this. I'm clear on that. And some of you may not know that I was raised in the Catholic Church. I was confirmed in the Catholic Church. I attended the Catholic Church well into my early adulthood. I no longer attend any type of organized religion, but that's a topic for another day. But the fact is, I'm very familiar with the Catholic faith, and I was not going against the individual Catholics who practice this faith. I am going against the institutions, and I'm going to show you exactly why. The Human Rights Campaign, I did a video on previously. This is one of the organizations that gives ratings to the ESG score and what they call the CEI. And that is the equality index based on how people of different sexual preferences are treated. It has nothing to do with whether you have a medical disability or what your religious background is or your ethnic heritage. It is strictly about sexual preferences. I want you to understand that. I did a detailed video on the Human Rights Campaign, and I will leave a link for you again. So my video yesterday was based on an investigative report that was done very thoroughly by a Catholic called Michael Hitchborn, and he created the Lepanto Institute. And we'll leave a link for you again. And this organization is designed to do exactly what I did yesterday, which is to expose these fake, phony, and fraudulent fronts calling themselves Catholic and implicating the Catholic Church in the meantime. But there's something more deeply troubling to me than just using the name Catholic in their health initiatives. I'm going to show you that this Common Spirit Health has the blessings of the Vatican. And I'm going to show you that those who created Dignity Health, which include these gender institutes performing all manner of surgeries, is also directly linked to the institution of the Catholic Church. My heart goes out to those of you that are like, what in the world? I'm Catholic. I go to the Catholic Church. What are you telling me? I understand how shocking it is to feel betrayed. And I also understand that evil and the enemy will seek to go right into places of faith. They will go right after the pastors and the priests because those are the ones that they want to take down. So I am obviously aware that evil is at foot here, all right? It may be that the Catholic Church is unaware of this. That's why I'm exposing it. And that's why Mr. Hitchborn is exposing it as well. Incidentally, Michael's mother is a healthy American. And she left a comment on the video and she said, Peggy, I've been a follower since I found you during the hogwash. And she said, I love how you fight for us. I also love how my son, Michael, has been fighting hard for the integrity of the Catholic Church for years through the Lepanto Institute. We are solid traditional Catholics who weep for our church. Kathy, my prayers and my tears are with you and the church and all of those who are being deceived. My prayers are with those criminals who are performing these mutilation rituals, all right? My prayers are with those in the church. And trust me, there are plenty of deceivers in the Christian church. Oh my gosh, I could have a decade worth of exposing those that are doing horrible things in the name of Christianity. And there are many on YouTube who do that. They expose Christian music, the crimes at the pulpit. My husband, Pastor David, has done classes about crimes at the pulpit. He has videos on his YouTube channel as well. So there is deception and betrayal in all levels during the times of the ongoing religious discrimination that was taking place at the woke place. I even helped Buddhists who were dismayed at how their Buddhist faith was actually going against the very tenets of Buddhism by requiring the disciples, I don't know if that's the correct word, those who follow the monks in their tradition, requiring them to partake in all of these ungodly acts. So it's not related only to the Catholic Church. It just happens that the Catholic Church has given its blessing to this. And God has called me and you to expose evil. All right. That's in the book of Ephesians, to expose these evil acts and then not to have anything to do with them. So I will give you a couple of action steps at the end of the video. Just want to make it clear, and I'll say it again and again, and probably again and again, that my intention is not to slander Catholics. I listened to the video that I did yesterday 3 times, and I listened to it from the perspective of a Catholic, and I could see how you would be flabbergasted that this is happening in your church. Although there were other Catholics that wrote to me and said, in fact, let me pull that up. There was another Catholic who said, hi, Sister Peggy, thank you for all you do. I love listening every day. I'm forwarding you additional information about the Catholics. Yes, many Catholics are turning woke, as are the Protestants. And she's absolutely right. There are churches, oh my gosh, Methodist churches and Lutheran churches and Presbyterian churches that have been pushing this agenda for years. It's just stunning that the Catholic Church is a part of it when their exact doctrine says that they will have nothing to do with ending human life or mutilating human life. So that's where it is really strange to me. She said, I commented in one of your recent videos, the one about the Catholic dollars going to support these heinous crimes. And she said, I had mentioned that not all Catholics are on board with that. And then I added information about the reproductive rights bill that's going on our Ohio November ballot and how Catholics are the biggest opponents. I applaud that. And friends, that's exactly what we need to do. My goal here at The Healthy American is not to stir up controversy. The controversy stands on its own. The facts and the circumstances are controversial. I am here to educate you, to encourage you, and to empower you to take action. So let's just skip to the action step, and then I'll break this all down for you. If you belong to this Common Spirit Network, which is the largest health care ministry in the United States with over $3 billion of assets. And I'm going to show you where those billions of dollars are going. And guess what? They're going to the administrative officers. Yeah, I'm going to show you their $17+ million of yearly compensation. That also should raise some eyebrows. But if you are a part of Dignity Healthcare, I would like you to pray about whether or not you're going to continue to be a part of that. Now, I am not a part of any insurance whatsoever. I do what's called a Christian health share ministry. And that is where I actually write a check every month to another member in this ministry to help cover their healthcare costs. And when I had my eye surgeries, which ran into the tens of thousands of dollars, it's not an insurance company. I had other health share ministry members send me checks to cover the cost. And often they would send a prayer, a note card for healing. And this is what I do. It's called SamaritanMinistries.org. If you're interested, I will leave a link for you below. So I also would like you to contact your priest. If you're Catholic, write a letter and let them know of your concerns. Ask them if they are aware of this. Ask them if they are a part of Dignity Health. Ask them if they have any interactions with donating a part of the giving of the parishioners to these organizations. That has to stop. If you are funding Dignity Healthcare with a donation, why in the world are you doing that? These are the questions that I have for you. You need to draw your own conclusions. So let me just hear, there's another comment that came. Peggy, you crossed the line. You painted a broad brush condemning faithful Catholics worldwide. Actually didn't do that. This is an emotional response, and I understand it. And I apologize if that's the way that it came across, but I have no control over how you interpret my words. I only have control over my words, which is why I'm going to state my words again in a non-emotional way so that you can clearly see that I did not implicate Catholics worldwide for the action of corrupt individuals and organizations. I implicated and condemned the actual organizations. So if you would like to show me where I implicated and condemned an individual other than the doctors that are criminals that are performing these surgeries, then please let me know. And I would love to correct that. She said, I am condemning the entire Catholic Church and its faithful Catholics. Well, I am condemning the Catholic Church, and I'm going to show you exactly why, because it comes from the highest levels, which is the Vatican. All right. I'm not condemning the faithful Catholics. Are we clear? Okay. So let me restate it because maybe it's not clear. This information that I'm about to present is not an attack on you, the faithful Catholic. Repeat after me. It is exposing evil at the highest levels of the Catholic Church. And I agree that there are likely organizations that just put the word Catholic in the title in order to get money or press or fame or positioning, what have you. But I'm going to show you the evidence that it's not just in name only. And that's what disturbs me, and it should disturb you. My prayers are with all of you that are just reeling from this information. It's important that we expose it so that it can, because that's what God calls us to do, number one. And number two, so that we can inform others who may not be aware of their dealings in this darkness, all right? So nowhere do I intend, or did I intend, to slander the Catholic parishioners. I never even used that phrase. It's the exact opposite. I'm exposing the actions of the Catholic institutions. The only individuals who are culpable are the doctors, the nurses, the administrators, the fundraisers, and others who are supporting these anti-life policies. Because when you remove the body parts of a person, first of all, you're playing God, in my view. Secondly, you are rendering them sterile. You have mutilated God's greatest creation, which is humankind. All right. It's anti-life. And these organizations and institutions also provide, many of them provide the child killing in the womb and the other drugs that will kill that developing baby, and contraceptives, which the church, the Catholic Church, has a doctrinal stance against. All right. I'm not in this video trying to persuade you one way or another of the ethics and morality and spiritual laws related to that. I've done many videos about it. What I'm showing you is the hypocrisy at the highest levels of the Catholic Church with their doctrine against all of these anti-life policies, while at the same time giving it their blessing. Are we clear? All right, let's go back to the infographic that I made for you today. All right, and I'm going to break this down for you, but let's just do an overview. And this may be all that you need. All right. The Vatican is the head of the Catholic Church. I think that's indisputable. And the story goes back, and it starts with the Sisters of Mercy. All right. The Sisters of Mercy is an order, a religious order that has been approved by the Vatican, approved by the Catholic Church, recognized and approved. They were founded in 1831 in Dublin, Ireland, and then they came to the United States in Pennsylvania in 1843. Here's why it's important. Sisters of Mercy, and I have links and I'm going to give you all the data. This is just the overview, so stick with me. Sisters of Mercy created Mercy Hospital in 1847 in Pittsburgh. It later became the Dignity Health Network, all right? It started out in 1986 with a collaboration of other hospitals. And then in 2012, it was established as the Dignity Health Network. So I'm connecting the clots, as I like to say, connecting the dots for you here. The Catholic Church has approved, and this is an authentic and legitimate Catholic order who created the Dignity Health Network. I think that's simple to follow. Now, here's the Dignity Health Network. The Dignity Health Network, combined with the Catholic Health Initiatives, these two groups came together, and the merger was approved by the Vatican. The Vatican did not object to these two large Catholic-based health groups merging, all right? This happened in 2019. We're going to go over here. Dignity Health plus Catholic Health Initiatives created a new entity called Common Spirit. I exposed all of this yesterday, and I will leave a link for you for the Lepanto report, where you can read it in detail. This created the largest Catholic health network at over $3 billion. All right, very simple. It all flows back to the Vatican. All right, Common Spirit is this largest health network with dozens of hospitals that it funds and that are under the Common Spirit. So if you have your health care through Common Spirit, you can go to any of these hospitals. One of them is called the Virginia Mason Franciscan Health. That's in the state of Virginia. And on its website, which I'm going to show, this is just the overview. I'm going to show you this in just a moment. It very clearly states that it follows the guidelines of the HRC, the Human Rights Campaign. The Human Rights Campaign exists to further equality and inclusiveness in the Pride community. And on its website, I'm going to give you the links and I'm going to show you a couple of screen shares, their screen grabs. It promotes the killing of babies in the womb and also these mutilations. All right. And over here, Dignity Health has St. Francis Memorial Hospital. They run a gender institute. This was the focus of my video yesterday. I'm not going to repeat all of it, but I will give you a couple of highlights. They also have on their website that they follow the Human Rights Campaign. There are the receipts. It's all here. And now I'm going to give you the links. All right. So I'll stop the share. I will have this as the thumbnail for this video so that you can refer to it again. And let me grab this other document and we will go through this as well. And you'll see exactly why and how I made my statements yesterday. All right. This is only going to take 2 minutes. All right, here we go. So I already talked about the Sisters of Mercy. I have a link for you here. All right, just to click through, you'll see that it's legitimate. Here it is. All right. Most sisters belong to, this is right from their website. An order is a group of women who live in the spirit of our particular founder and have their own rules for living. The rules of most orders are approved by the church. So you have to be Catholic to be a Catholic sister. All right, here is my little diagram again. All right, now you can read all about the Sisters of Mercy. You can read about what they've done. I've got links for you here. And whoops, let me keep sharing the screen, but let me get back to my document. All right. Here is where I have evidence that the Catholic Health Initiatives and the Dignity Health mega merger gets green light from the Vatican. So we're clear that this was not opposed by the Vatican. Okay. I have more evidence of that as well. And there's the, that's just the screen grab from the link where I just was. The planned $28 billion mega merger between Catholic Health Initiatives and Dignity Health is on track to close at the end of the year after receiving one of the final okays it needed, a thumbs up from the Vatican. This is approved of at the highest levels of the Catholic Church. I'm not saying you, the parishioner going to church on Sunday, has approved of this. The Vatican has. And there's the link for you. I'll leave all of these links in the description box. Here's another one. Vatican gives thumbs up to merger between Catholic Health Initiatives and Dignity Health. 2018, it came into being as Common Spirit in 2019. All right. Here is an example. You can click through to see the Gender Institute. I covered that in great detail in my previous video. Let me know in a comment below if you think I should unlock that video and make it public again. If it was too distressing, I'm not here to create controversy. The facts create the controversy. And I do admit I was quite emotional in that video. So I think this one is better to replace it. And you can click through to find all out about that. Here it is again, the CHI Dignity merger cleared by the Vatican. And there's just another, and that came from Modern Healthcare. So there is more than one original, more than one secondary source that I have for you. Here's another one. Proposed Catholic hospital mega merger assessed by church officials. And then that on the commonspirit.org, this is what was birthed by the merger of Dignity Health that had basically the blessings of the Vatican and the other Catholic Health Initiatives. It became the Common Spirit. And then let's continue. Almost done here. I want to show you. That's just the screen grab from what I just showed you. And here on one of their hospitals, which is this Virginia Mason Franciscan Health, there is their trans, I don't even know if I can say that on this platform. And there is somebody that I'm really going to pray for right there, because we don't want them lost in this darkness here. So it says, since 2019, the Virginia Mason Medical Center has been designated as a leader in the LGBTQ Healthcare Equality Index, scoring a top score of 100 in the Human Rights Campaign Foundation survey. They're patting themselves on the back. And I've got all of this for you, friends. Here is what that is. The Healthcare Equality Index. This is all they promote. It has nothing to do with religious discrimination or age discrimination or medical discrimination or ethnicity or skin color. It's only based on your sexual preferences. And that's what these hospitals that I'm showing you care about. So here's the other one. Dignity Health in the Bay Area. And I showed this. I went into great detail. There's the Gender Institute. And again, we follow the guidelines set by the Human Rights Campaign, including pronoun training for the entire hospital staff. Just saying. If this disturbs you, especially as a Catholic, I hope that you're going to speak out about it and share this with your priest, with your bishop, with the Vatican, and let them know that you are not in favor of this. Now, what is really disturbing to me is not Dignity Health. It says our history is rooted in kindness, and that we are, it's something about we want everyone to be healthy and whole. Maybe that was on a different page here, but yeah, you certainly are not keeping them whole, are you, when you're mutilating their God-given design. Now, here's what's interesting from Common Spirit, all right? Here we go. This is their tax return from 2020. I want to thank again the Lepanto website and Michael. I'm going to leave a link there so you can read his very well-researched information in detail. His goal of doing this is to expose it so that these, you know, Catholic in name only can be exposed and you won't have anything to do with them. Here we are, over $3 billion that they took in 2020. Now, and there's a link here if you want to see the entire, I went to chat at Charity Navigator to get some of this information. This is very small, but I'm going to read it to you. The former chief executive officer, I guess through 2020, he got with his non-taxable benefits, reportable compensation, bonuses, base compensation, other deferred compensation, $17 million. They're so compassionate that they gave this chief officer $17 million in his annual compensation. The next one, the chief executive officer is getting, and this is in 2020, $14.6 million. Gee, I'm in the wrong industry, aren't I? Marvin O'Quinn, president and chief operating officer, $5 million. Out of all of their top executives, 12 top executives, there's not one of them that makes under $2 million. They all make this guy is, I guess, a low ball player. He's only getting $2.9 million a year. Now, the other thing it says is in their filing with the United States Treasury Department, the IRS, it says that Common Spirit was formed by the alignment of Catholic Health Initiatives and Dignity Health, founded by women religious, meaning that Sisters of Mercy that I showed you, both has health systems have the long, proud legacy. I'm sure it's there on purpose, a long, proud legacy of serving all people in need, especially those who have been made vulnerable by poverty, age, and other hardships. Now, somewhere in here, I thought that they did talk about their alignment. Here we are. Common Spirit is a Catholic healthcare system sponsored by the public juridic person, Catholic Healthcare Federation. All right. And this is a little excerpt from Michael's excellently presented information. This is where this fake, phony, and fraudulent Catholic healthcare organization, as he says, there's nothing Catholic about it. It is operating in direct contravention of even of the most basic notions of medical ethics, not to mention the Catholic Church. So the very notion that Common Spirit is able to maintain an identity as a Catholic organization defies every rule of logic and sound Christian principles. I agree with him, and I'm sure that you do as well. Even if you're not Christian, the hypocrisy is astounding. So here are my three steps. If you do not want to support this, cancel your membership in this healthcare network. Alert your own parish and priest with your concerns. Consider a different type of healthcare. Mine is SamaritanMinistries.org. I will leave a link for you below. And I'm grateful that I had this opportunity to clarify the information that I presented with you earlier. This video is going to supersede that one on the public platform. And I stand by what I said, that the Catholic Church is supporting this. And I just gave you the evidence. I know it's stomach turning. I know it is hard to fathom. I know it's very difficult when you've been betrayed by someone that you trust. So those are my action steps. And I want to thank all of you that have sent me your comments and that are standing up for truth, for morality, for ethics, for God's laws, and for life. See you soon, everybody.